Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free, Jesus said. We hear a lot about truth these days. People say, I have my truth, and you have your truth, as if the truth is simply a matter of opinion, feeling, or perhaps desire. The results of such folly are disastrous, and it is not a new problem. Take, for example, these Jewish followers of Jesus when confronted by the truth of Jesus' words. We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone, they protested. Slaves to no one except the Egyptians, Assyrians, Babylonians, Persians, Greeks, and now the Romans, with soldiers standing on every corner. What an absurd thing for these people to say, and worse, actually believe it. Of course, things haven't changed much. What all people, both then and now, Jew and Gentile alike, share is the inability and the unwillingness to abide God's truth. And the reason we are deaf to God's truth is we are all slaves to sin, Jesus says. That means, in some form or fashion, we always seem to trust our notion of truth rather than God. Said bluntly, we don't believe God. And the absurdity and the consequences of our unbelief are legion. Just look around at the world. But don't forget the person staring back at you from the mirror also. And here's where that slavery Jesus spoke of really manifests itself. Rather than confess our slavery to unbelief and our trust in self, we double down on why we're right and why we're trustworthy. And neither God nor any person on the planet is safe from our self-righteous justification. The name William Rees may not mean much to you, and that's not a bad thing. He's a serial rapist and murderer in prison awaiting execution. Driven by ego, he agreed to cooperate with the prosecution and reveal where he buried the bodies of his victims. And during the interviews, as he gave one gory detail after another, a theme kept reoccurring. According to him, his rape and murder of the women was not his fault. His victims caused him to act violently. It was truly sickening to listen to this monster tell God and the world why he really wasn't to blame. Now, he's an extreme case, to be sure, and I pray none of us end up on Dateline like him. But believe me, like him, we are all slaves to sin, and how we manifest it is simply a matter of taste. Our list of excuses is long, and left alone, we will remain a slave to sin, running our mouth all the way to hell, where for all eternity we'll still be trying to convince ourselves that God and everybody else is wrong about me. But God is sick and tired of our mouth, and he's done something about it. Paul tells us in the second reading that God has given us the truth of his law to shut our mouths by taking away every excuse that we can offer. And here's his bottom line. Are you ready for this? God demands that you believe him, faith him, trust him 24/7, 365, from the day you draw your first breath until the day you draw your last one. Plus, you must always treat everybody on the planet the way you want to be treated. Love them like you love yourself, not out of obligation or hope of reward, but because you care more about every other person than even your own flesh and blood. Furthermore, nowhere does God say he grades on a curve. Nowhere do we hear to just do the best you can, and that'll be all right. Be perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect, Jesus said. And failure, even at one little point, makes us guilty of breaking it all, James says. Perhaps now you see why Paul tells us that no one will be made right with God by what they do and avoid doing, and to believe otherwise is absurd. So, now that the truth of God's law has done its work, I actually have good news for you this morning. Jesus Christ alone is who makes you right and keeps you right with God, not yourself. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed, and it is attested by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, Paul says. Good news indeed, but we're still not out of the woods just yet. We need faith, but faith, belief, trust, they're synonyms, is not a choice. It's not a decision, nor any other thing in our power. We can't make ourselves believe and trust that Jesus makes us righteous. Paul tells us in Ephesians that trust is a gift made in us when God gives us something to believe, like his promise. His promise to never leave us, that is preached into the water of that baptismal font. And like bread and wine, with the promise that it is the very body and blood of Jesus Christ given for the forgiveness of our sin. And speaking of Jesus Christ, he has commanded me to say to you that your mistrust and your unbelief is forgiven unconditionally by the Father because of his work on our behalf. There you go. Another promise for you. God has given you his word of mercy, and God does not lie. So hear me when I say to you, the Son has set you free, and you are free indeed. Amen.